Hola a todos, bienvenidos a AxiDuo, el podcast de Axilingua, esta vez en inglés.
All about the sun. The vast nuclear furnace that we know as the sun is responsible for dictating the seasons, climate, and characteristics of every planet in the solar system. Here, we take an in-depth look at the source of power that has astounded humanity since the dawn of existence. At about 150 million kilometers, 93 million miles from Earth, lies a giant incandescent ball of gas weighing in at almost 2,000 trillion kilograms and emitting power equivalent to 1 million times the annual power consumption of the United States in a single second. Since the dawn of Earth, 4.6 billion years ago, it has been the one ever-present object in the sky, basking our world and those around us in energy and light, and providing the means through which environments, and ultimately life, can flourish. We see it every day and rely on its energy to keep our planet ticking. But what exactly is this giant nuclear reactor at the center of the solar system that we call the sun? Over 5 billion years ago, a vast cloud of dust and gas was located where our solar system is now. Inside this nebula, something huge was happening. Gravity was pulling together the debris, likely the remnants of another star going supernova, into one central mass. As the various metals and elements were brought together, they began to fuse into an object at the heart of this nebula. This dense clump of matter, called a protostar, grew and grew in size until it reached a critical temperature due to friction, about 1 million degrees Celsius, 1.8 million degrees Fahrenheit. At this point, nuclear fusion kicked in and our sun was born. At the heart of the sun, hydrogen atoms fused together to produce helium, releasing photons of light in the process that extended throughout the solar system. Eventually, the hydrogen and helium atoms began to fuse and form heavier elements such as carbon and oxygen, which in turn formed key components of the solar system, including humans. To us, it's the most important object in the sky. An observer watching from afar, however, would see no discerning qualities of our star that would make it stand out from any of the other hundreds of millions of stars in the Milky Way. In the grand scheme of things, it's a fairly particular star that pales in comparison to the size of others. For instance, Sirius, the brightest star in the night sky, is twice as massive as the Sun, and 25 times more luminous, while Arcturus, the fourth brightest object in the night sky, is almost 26 times the size of our closest star. The Sun is located at a mean distance of 150 million kilometers, 93 million miles from Earth, a distance known as one astronomical unit, 1 AU. This giant nuclear furnace is composed mostly of ionized gas and drives the seasons, ocean currents, weather, and climate on Earth. Over a million Earths could fit inside the Sun, which is itself held together by gravitational attraction, resulting in immense pressure and temperature at its core. In fact, the core reaches a temperature of about 15 million degrees Celsius, 27 million degrees Fahrenheit, hot enough for thermonuclear fusion to take place. The intense physical process taking place in the Sun produces heat and light that radiates throughout the solar system. It's not a quick process, though. It takes more than 170,000 years for energy from the core to radiate outwards toward the outer layers of the Sun. Our Sun is classified as a yellow dwarf star, and these stars range in mass from about 80% to 100% the mass of the Sun, meaning our star is at the upper end of this group. There are also three further groups into which stars are classified, population 1, 2, and 3. Our Sun is a population 1 star, which denotes that it contains more heavy elements compared to other stars, although still accounting for no more than approximately 0.1% of its total mass. Population 3 stars are those that formed at the start of the universe, possibly just a few hundred million years after the Big Bang, and they are made from pure hydrogen and helium. Although hypothesized, no such star has ever been found, as the majority of them exploded as supernovae in the early universe and led to the formation of population 1 and 2 stars, the latter of which are older, less luminous, and colder than the former. By now you're probably thinking our Sun is insignificant, but that's anything but the case. Being our closest star, and the only one we can study with orbiting telescopes, it acts as one of the greatest laboratories available to mankind. Understanding the Sun allows us to apply our findings to research here on Earth, such as nuclear reactors and our observations of distant stars. Over the next few pages, we'll delve into the reasons why studying the Sun is so important and explore some of the amazing physics going on inside and outside this vast nuclear furnace. Thank you so much for listening.